Please stand up and open your hymnals to page 142 in the front. Page 142, Psalm 90. The psalmist asks us, calls us to consider how we are to number all things. Will we number our sins as the sum of God's wrath against us? Will we number our troubles as the sum of our sorrow? Will we number the days and years of our life as the sum of our life? Many think that today, Election Day, is all about numbers. But the psalmist asks us to consider it, is it the number of God's wrath or of God's mercy? And so the psalmist then calls us to consider how we number all things as we read Psalm 90, page 142, responsively. Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place
in all generations.
Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou hadst formed the earth and the world,
even from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God.
Thou turnest man to destruction, for a thousand years in Thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past. Thou carriest them away as with a flood, they are as asleep.
In the morning it
flourisheth and groweth up. For we are consumed by Thine anger. Thou hast set our iniquities before Thee,
our secret sins in the light of Thy countenance.
For all our days are passed away in Thy wrath.
We spend our years as a tale and a scroll.
The days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years,
yet is our strength the labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away.
Who knoweth the power of Thine anger?
Even according to Thy fear, so is Thy wrath.
So teach us to number our days,
that we may apply our hearts to wisdom.
Return, O Lord, how long?
And let it again be concerning Thy servants.
O satisfy us early with Thy mercy,
that we may rejoice and be glad.
Make us glad according to the days wherein Thou hast afflicted us,
and the years wherein we have seen evil.
Let Thy work appear unto Thy servants,
and Thy glory unto their children.
And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us,
and establish Thou the work of our hands upon us. Give the work of our hands, establish Thou
us. So how are we to number our days? The Lord specifically asks us to so number our days that we apply our hearts unto wisdom. And so we number this election, it suggests, as a watch in the night and pray. O Lord, satisfy us early with the work of Your hands, Your beauty resting upon us. So He leads us to number our sins as the wrath of God that we indeed do deserve. But pray, O Lord, satisfy us early, turning from Your wrath through Your mercy in Christ Jesus. So He leads us to number the days and years of our life, that life on this earth, as a moment in time compared to our everlasting God, and pray, satisfy us early, O Lord, with the gift of life in Christ, that we may rejoice in Him all the days of our life. And so He even leads us to number our troubles as opportunities to see God's gracious good work, and pray, O Lord, satisfy us early with the work of your hands, and let the beauty of the Lord be upon us. O Lord, you establish it. And for that beauty of the Lord's work, let us pray. Almighty and merciful Father, whose power and love eternally work together for the protection of your children, give us grace this day to put our trust in you. Give us mercy today, turning from the wrath we and our land deserve for our sins of idolatry, abortion, and exploitation, of selfishness, laziness, and complacency. And mercifully direct, O Lord, this election for the good of your church, for the spread of your gospel, for the glory of your saving name. Turn, we pray, the hearts of all elected officials to those things that are good and pure and noble, to punish the evil and promote only that which is good, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. And, O Lord, turn their hearts toward repentant faith for the saving of their souls. O Father, we pray for the faith to believe that you are ruling this world in truth and righteousness, for the faith to believe your promise, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." O Lord, satisfy us early with the work of your hands, that the beauty of the Lord may be upon us. O Lord, you establish it. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. You may be seated. We'll conclude with hymn 123, stanzas 6 through 8.
Is up.